Mix 94.7 KMCH. Here we go. 8:10 on a Tuesday. Guess what? It's raining, Tracy. We've been talking about it all morning. You show up and it finally rains.
Can you
stick around for about 8 hours and just let it rain nice and slow?
As long as it stops by this weekend. Yeah.
Oh, it'll be out of here by then. Tracy Cumberland along with us, ladies and gentlemen. Not just a member of the Chamber of Commerce. No. The president of the Chamber of Commerce in Strawberry Point. That would explain the 7 limousines and the motorcycles that pulled up when you got here this morning.
Yes. That was my limo outside.
Yeah, it's the motorcade. One must be protected in these kind of instances. Well, first off, good to see you again, because we met a few months ago in El Cater up at Fenley's.
Yes,
and
yes.
Jacqueline Hamlet, which is now, I can't remember Jacqueline's
Heller.
Jacqueline Heller now. She's like, oh, this is my friend Tracy. She moved here. She worked for Entertainment Tonight. And now she moved to Eastern Iowa. So good to see you again. Before we talk about Strawberry Days, introduce yourself, because it's a really interesting story.
Oh, well, thank you. My name is Tracy Cumberland, and I am the publisher and editor for the Press Journal in Strawberry Point now. Mm-hmm. And I moved here about 5 years ago, and I've been a part of the chamber for about a year and a half now.
What? How is Strawberry Point life different than Entertainment Tonight life?
It's definitely different. It's definitely different, but there's still, you know, the media, as you probably know, is very small. Mm-hmm. Everyone's connected, yeah. So it's still kind of like a small town.
Yeah.
Working in the media and, you know, and small town vibes. I love it.
Now, is there a chance of getting John Tesh to come do Strawberry Point tonight? You know, and just bring back the show. Only do it right from the corner of Mission. You know, and Franklin.
I mean, let's put it out there, right?
You never know. Well, let's get ready for the big weekend. As a kid growing up, just north of Strawberry Point, one of the sure signs of summer was Strawberry Days. We'd come into town, we'd stay out late, we'd go hit the carnival. And it was something to look forward to, and you guys are making it bigger this year. Let's talk about it.
Yes, we're kicking things off on Thursday this year with our farmers market in Inger Park, and we're going to have live music beginning at 5 o'clock, and so a lot of local vendors, produce, crafts, all sorts of stuff, mm-hmm. and there'll a lot of kids' activities that evening as well. Our crowning of Little Mr. and Miss Strawberry is going to be at 7 o'clock that night.
On Thursday night, just
Thursday
for those
night.
Listening in, don't expect it Friday night. It's coming up Thursday night this week.
Yes. And then there will be a pet show, strawberry dessert competition, and kids games hosted by the United Methodist Church. So there'll mm-hmm. be a lot of things to do, shopping, stuff for the kids to do.
And that's all at Inger Park, right?
At Inger Park,
so
yes.
Just down the hill from Strawberry Foods.
Yes.
So that's all there. And then talk about Friday, because that's another big night too.
Yes, Friday is our big night. We're going to kick it off with live music beginning at 6 o'clock with Walking Molly. And then at 9 p.m. to midnight, there will be Tyler Rickton and the High Bank Boys are performing. So
they're good.
Great upbeat bands. Mm-hmm. They play a good variety of music, both bands, mm-hmm. you know, and they'll have a lot of great food vendors there that night. And our Starmont wrestling team is actually hosting a food truck fundraiser. It's gonna
be cool.
Barbecue. Yeah, so come out and support the Starmont wrestling team that night. And then we'll also have a beer garden open that evening as well. And the gates open at 5 p.m. on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. And then, as if that wasn't enough, oh, no, you go to bed late Friday, you wake up early Saturday, it's a whole nother day of stuff.
Yes, for a 5K.
Yeah, run for fun, which, again, don't know what that means.
No, this is a walk run at Campbell Park. So, and yes, I signed up for it.
God, why?
I'm not sure.
You could have played the, I got to do so much, I can't do it.
I know, chamber card. I'm not sure. I signed up for it. So, yes, that kicks off at 8 o'clock. Registration starts at 7:30 at Campbell Park. So, if you haven't signed up yet, there's still time.
Yeah. Don't look at me in that tone of voice, Tracy. It's not going to happen.
And then there is a 0.5K kids walk run at 10:45. So I probably should have signed up for that, I guess.
There's still time.
And that kicks off at 10:45. That's right before the parade. Mm-hmm. So the parade is at 11 o'clock that day. Last year, we had a great parade, mm-hmm. and then the rain hit. So we had to cancel the carnival last year. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that does not happen this
year. And
then
lineup for the parade is still kind of almost on the south edge of town. You come by the old Civic Center and just kind of keep going south, and you'll run into the lineup there.
Yes, you'll run into the lineup, and you don't have to sign up. Anybody can participate in the parade, mm-hmm. so we welcome everybody. Usually a lot of the local fire departments.
So
it'll be exciting, and it's a Mardi Gras theme.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Get beads. Bring beads and your beignets and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night, what do you have?
Saturday night, we have Well, the carnival is kicks off. Yep. Yeah, carnival kicks off at 2 o'clock. So parade lasts, you know, usually about an hour. And you know, there will be a lot of specials going on uptown, shopping, and Rod and Cal's has a lot of specials as well for, I think they have a Bloody Mary bar all day. Yeah, so after the carnival, if you want to stop there, they've got some great food specials that day as well. And then the carnival begins at 2 o'clock.
Okay, and that's right, basically, Civic Center grounds, right?
Yeah, Civic Center grounds, by the Ball Diamond, there. Yeah, in that big field there. So the carnival will be set up there, and a lot of other things going on if the carnival's really not your thing, and Civil War reenactment, that will also be kind of near the Ball Diamond on the east side. So if you're interested in that, there's also a sand volleyball tournament going on and a three-point basketball shooting contest. So a lot of different things if you're interested in doing something active like that.
And Bo Timmerman's going to be there on Saturday night?
Bo Timmerman's going to be playing, yes. He starts performing at 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
You know, I went to school with Bo. He was a year ahead of me at Starmont. He said seven words in all the years I knew him. Now he's a famous singer, and you can't get him to be quiet. But when like 20 years ago, he'd say seven words, and that took care of the entire year.
Yeah.
That was it. And now he's making up for lost time.
He sure is, yes. He's wonderful, and we love having him perform at Strawberry Days, yes.
Now, who's up after Bo on Saturday night?
So Saturday night, we are ending things at 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
Gotcha.
And we're encouraging everyone to head over to Rod and Cal's because they are having a huge event there throughout the day. And then that night they're having, I believe it's the Noise Junkies performing.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're doing like a huge performance outside.
Gotcha. Right off Main Street
there. Yeah, right off Main
Street. Or Mission, I should say.
Mission. Our Main Street.
Yeah, your guys' Main Street.
Yes.
And then Sunday you'll feel the ground rumble because the annual truck and tractor pull. And I have to ask, are there strawberries and ice cream throughout any of this too?
Yes, Saturday our free strawberries and ice cream will be handed out from 2 to 4 for anybody who wants free strawberries and ice cream. That's always a staple at Strawberry Days. And this year, our Starmont FFA officers will be handing those out for
us. Good, okay. Yeah, good. And put them to work.
Yeah, and Nadings Service and Sporting is sponsoring our free strawberries and ice cream this year.
The big truck and tractor pull on Sunday. What time does that start?
Yes, that kicks off at 9:30 with the kids pull, and then the main event is at 11 o'clock.
I love that, by the way, you're reading the full schedule off the back of the press journal. Want to point that out. That's good thinking right there. If somebody does not have a copy of this, but they want to find a full schedule of events, where can they go, Tracy?
Just check out our Facebook page. Just look up Strawberry Days in Strawberry Point, Iowa. It's at STPT Days.
One of my last things we did on TV when I was at Channel 2 is we brought the news desk up, sat it in Inger Park, and did a live special from Strawberry Days.
Oh, I don't think
the grass is grown back yet in that spot. That's how big of a desk it was.
That's awesome.
It's one of my favorite events, and I'm so glad you're here to tell us about it. Thank you. You asked me earlier this week if I could come up and MC the parade. I'm out of town, but I'm telling you right now, if you need me for next year, I would love to come do it for 2024.
Definitely.
We'll bring the news desk back up. I'll go steal it, and we'll bring it back up.
Bring your desk. Yes, that would be awesome.
We would love to have you in the middle of town. So, yes. Tracy, thank you so much, and good luck this week. Hopefully, the rain we're getting now is long gone. You guys have a perfect weekend for it up there.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. Stick around, you out there in Radio Land, because we're going to talk about the 4th of July coming up here in just a little bit. In the meantime, don't forget Strawberry Days. Everything kicks off Thursday. Give it a search on Facebook or on Google, and you get the full schedule. We've got it online, too, at KMCH.com. Corn Country.